Welcome to my mind, space, my time, place. Welcome to my mind, space, my time, place. Oh, yeah. Welcome to my mind, space, my time, place. Greetings from Earth, kids, and welcome to the creative cosmos.
You are on a planet in outer space, and no one who is here really knows why we are here,
and we all know one thing. That our own demise is imminent. And so we have fear. And people like to prey upon that fear, but have no fear, because if you can observe that fear, let it go on by. You will be rid of it. Isn't that a kicker? Think about it. One thing we're sure of is that sooner or later, something's gonna get us. Hey, it could be the boogeyman, could be a terrorist, could be an alien, could be the big old shift at 2012. Hey, if you're tuning in, you like those metaphysics, you like all that internet garble, think about this, 2012, baby. Doesn't that just drive you wild?
Angels on a vortex. Angels on a vortex over your head. Over your head.
It's my time to die. Nobody knows. will be my time to die, oh, my time to die. It was a miracle in the first place.
Let's get back to basics, everybody. There's something very pressing going on here. I want you to wrap your mind around this. Let's say you have a group of five people. And they're all friends. Very good friends. Now, these five people love each other very much. One of these people will have to die first. And it doesn't matter if they're older or if they're younger or if they're sick now or if they're well. Any second, one of them could disappear. And that will be that. Another of these people will, well, in fact, all four of the remaining people will have to experience the first beloved's death. And it will sting, and it will burn, and it will hurt like nothing they ever imagined before. And three of these people get to watch their second friend and or loved one die. And two of them get to watch three of the people they love most in the world, people they would have done anything for, given anything to, sacrifice themselves for, if asked, without hesitation. Two will get to see three die, and one will be left standing as all of the other four will die. And to that one will hear the clock ticking louder than ever. Certainly the clock will be louder than it was for the first, and louder than it was for the second. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Even if you're listening to my voice right now, your life is passing through your fingertips. Life on planet Earth in this body is for a relatively short period of time. So we feel a certain amount of haste, perhaps, at times. Or like we must be working, working, working towards a goal every second of every day. But this will only hasten your demise. For the one thing more important than anything else is indeed to stop and smell those roses, feel that breeze, worship that sun, bath in the glow of the moon, and make love, and create, and laugh, pettiness, and bickering. Are a waste often we compromise our ideals in order so that we are not alone. How many people out there have sacrificed too much just to know that somebody, anybody, is there. When you make friends with the universe and remember that you are a part of all of life, you can never, ever be alone. Or feel isolated. It is only when we consider ourselves a focal point of existence that we build the walls and defend the wounds to keep others out. We keep ourselves in. To protect the definition of a who and what we believe ourselves to be. But in awareness, in consciousness, and watchfulness, we begin to disperse and spread our wings into the astral skies of higher vibrations. And in those higher vibrations, we remember who
we really are.
And all that we thought
was so important
now seems quite small. For there is nothing off limits, and no wish that will not be granted. To make matter churn, to give birth to this form, is already a feat beyond imagination. God himself had to practice, and is still reforming his own ways. Would not that which we seek be also intrinsic to the circumstance itself? Can you not see that it was put there by the Creator? You cannot conceive of something that wasn't there in the first place. If you cannot control the beginning or the end of your life, and there are so many other people on this one planet, and there are so many stars and so much space. Even on our own planet, we don't know the depths of the sea. Have not encountered every creature. No sensible mind could say that there is not order of some sort that exists without us.
Are we born once? Are we born twice? Is it my imagination? Are we born once? Are we born twice? Is it my imagination? Is it a big surprise, or is it in front of me, all around. that's in me. It set me free.
So in the end, what is it that is going to save us? Is it going to be belief in some ancient religion? We could even consider that these religions upon the earth, though they may have been around for 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 5,000 years, 6. That's not very long. The earth has been cycling for millions of years. Species have risen and fallen away. Throughout the course of human history, one society after another has given birth to a new way of worshiping. Often, if not always, reflecting the context and the epoch of which they represent their societal norms, their knowledge at the time. And even as science progresses and corrects its errors of the past, so too as we become aware of every tradition that has ever been, through the internet and speaking with one another, we should assimilate the best from all of them and use these as tools to construct our own path forward. There is no place in this modern existence heading towards a more enlightened future. There is no place for a religion that says we are right and you are wrong. Cannot be that way. And somebody who thinks that way, though they may not know it, and though they may be sincere in their own convictions from where they are coming from, they're harming themselves in their judgment of everybody else, as if they know the eternal mysteries of existence simply by believing a few words printed in an old dusty book. Something they haven't seen with their own eyes. Something that's been edited and rewritten and used to serve political purposes and changed whenever necessary to meet the demands of those in power. I mean, you might as well strip away the veneer and just say, my savior's better than yours. My savior's better than yours. It is really childish and doesn't make any sense at all. And America is as guilty, if not more guilty, of this. Than all the other countries. Sure, many other countries have their fanatical strains. But how many of them are laced with this superiority complex? This idea that it's a given that they are supreme, that they know the answer. And that one day everybody else will either conform or be ostracized. It is a type of sickness in the brain. The inability to have the fortitude and the inner strength to walk without a crutch. And it doesn't matter what the imaginary belief is, because the mechanism of the brain works the same way. You can even believe so fanatically that you'll release endorphins that will give you a type of high. And you can be sure, if you choose a belief and you're emphatic about it, that you'll have a chorus of well-wishers and people assuring you that you are absolutely right to do so. And if you stand on your own, firm in your conviction that life is beyond concept or beyond the ability to nail down and say, yes, I completely understand it. Then the road is most likely going to be a little more difficult for you. Because to the believers, you will seem like an outsider. And to them, they will reflect to you that something has gone wrong. And they may even be seemingly friendly in their retribution. Oh, I really care about you, and I just wanted to let you know that I think you're misguided. What you need, son, is a heavy dose of Jesus. Yeah. Until people get over this, get over themselves, and get over their fanaticism, it's going to be difficult to move forward as a world society. And it's more than a polarization. It's like a multi-polarization. Many factions standing off against one another. And within those factions are more subsets and more subsets. Splitting again and again and again to just a very narrow window of beliefs. Cutting off all other possibilities of existence. So assured in their correctness. I am right, you are wrong. The mind just seeks for something to grasp and hold on to, a kind of security, a kind of assurance that really is anathema to the way things are. There is no security. There is no assurance. And that is where the thrill of living comes from. Sure, there are hard times, and it gets scary and depressing. But the answer is not to lose yourself. The answer is to walk on. Keep changing. Keep growing. Reach your arms to the sky. And allow your head and your heart to dance among the stars. Thank you for joining me on this broadcast. This is your old pal, Christopher Moores, signing off for today. I'll be back again soon.
Oh, it's not right. It's not easy when you find yourself alone. But in the end it all works out, and the friends you had no longer doubt your success. Oh, petty fights, being cheesy, fucked up mind, no longer sane. But in the ground will swallow us, thousands more will surely follow us home. Do 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 do. In the end, memories will disappear. I can't believe we are here. In the end, our fears are a simple sword. I can't comfort knowing you are here. In the end, memories will disappear. I can't believe we are here. In the end, our fears are simple sword. I can't comfort knowing